Forgers and Artists, True Stories. Narrated by Paul Sparrow. Clifford Irving, The Forger in Literature. Clifford Irving is the author of several thrillers, as well as a book published in 1969 by McGraw-Hill, which tells the life of the forger Elmer Dahoury. The success of this book gives him the idea to write another one, a biography of Howard Hughes, the former owner of RKO Film Studios, distinguished aviator, and owner of the TWA airline, big industrialist and casino operator. Irving assures his publisher that he is in close personal contact with the billionaire. But let's start from the beginning. Clifford Michael Irving was born in late 1930 in New York. He's a charming man. One could even say he's a ladies' man, because he married six of them. Nina Wilcox first in 1951, but that marriage is annulled in 1953. In 1958, Claire Lydon, who died in May 1959. Quickly recovered from her death, he married Faye Brooke Ward in 1961, with whom he had a child, Josh, before divorcing her in 1965. In 1967, Edith Summer becomes the new Mrs. Irving. They will have two boys, Ned and Barnaby, and will also divorce. His marriage with Maureen Earle will last 14 years, between 1984 and 1998, when he will marry the one who will accompany him until his last breath on December 19th, 2017, Julie Ann Schall. Clifford graduated from the High School of Music and Art in Manhattan in 1947 and from Cornell University in 1951. Ernest Hemingway was his role model. He wanted to be like him, a writer and a traveler. He lived for a while in Ibiza, where he published his first novel, On a Dackling Plain. One finds much of the author in the main character. The Losers followed in 1958 and The Valley in 1960. In 1970, he wrote the biography of a discreet man, Howard Hughes. Hughes had been living as a recluse in his villa for over 10 years. Afflicted by paranoia, he fears people, diseases, the mafia. He's obsessed with the legend built on his exploits as an aviator. A billionaire, he also produced successful movies such as Angels of Hell or Scarface. Leonardo DiCaprio plays Howard Hughes in Martin Scorsese's film The Aviator. Irving explains to Beverly Liu, his publisher, that he has addressed his biography of the forger, Dahoury, to Hughes, explaining that, quote, he would know how to make his life as sensitive. To his surprise, Hughes has accepted the proposal. In reality, the young author found a facsimile of a letter written in Hughes's handwriting reproduced in a newspaper. He bought the newspaper and then a pad of yellow-lined paper, as in the facsimile, a Parker pen, a bottle of Waterman ink, and a date stamp. A simple imitation of Hughes' simplistic handwriting made the illusion. Clifford later admitted, however, quote, they were crappy, my letters. You can't imagine how bad they were. They were the worst forgeries ever made by the hand of man. But Albert Leventhal, vice president of McGraw-Hill and head of the book department, was convinced. Except that Irving had never actually met Hughes. Irving pitches his story. The letters he presents to his publisher are fakes, created from original and true ones published in Newsweek and Life magazines. He claims that Hughes wants to set the record straight about his life before he dies, and that he has had hundreds of hours of private conversations with the aviator. Clifford indicates that Hughes refuses to meet anyone but himself, and he uses this excuse to forge his signature on the confidentiality contract. $500,000 are paid in advance. Basically, $400 for Hughes and $100 for Irving. Informed of the project, Time Life offers $250,000 to obtain the rights to pre-publish parts of the book. Dell announces $400,000 for the paperback edition. Finally, Irving signs with his publisher for $750,000 to be shared with Hughes. Clifford is convinced that even after the book is released, Hughes will be so afraid of public exposure that he won't denounce his work. H.R. Hughes's Zurich bank account quickly fills up. However, the account does not actually belong to Howard Robart Hughes, but to Helga Rosencrantz Hughes, a false name used by Edith Summer, Clifford's wife at the time, but also a Swiss citizen of German origin. On December 7th, 1971, the publishing house announces the imminent publication of the biography of Howard Hughes. The publisher is then very surprised to receive a call from the Hughes Tool Company explaining that the book could not be authentic, asks the immediate interruption of all publicity concerning it, and the prohibition of the release of the book. McGraw-Hill and Life magazine, however, support Irving and continue to publish excerpts. On January 7th, 1972, exactly 1 month after his first intervention, Hughes holds a press conference and denounces the book. He is not present at the conference himself. He summons seven journalists to a hotel room in Los Angeles. They're alone. Hughes never shows up. He telephones from his own room at the Britannia Beach Hotel in the Bahamas, where he lives. He's asked test questions to verify that it's really him, Howard Hughes. He gets 4 of the 6 questions wrong, but the intonation of his voice when the biography or Irving are mentioned convinces the journalists present. Irving does a series of interviews to prove his story. He tells anecdotes about his meetings and takes his sidekick and personal investigator Richard Susskind as a witness. Mike Wallace, correspondent for CBS News, grills him in 60 Minutes, but comes out convinced by his story. The case takes on such proportions that federal and state investigators, as well as agents from the bank in Geneva that holds the first copy of the book, become involved in the story and eventually solve it. Edith, Richard, and Clifford are charged and will all plead guilty. The first for using false papers, impersonation, and signing fraudulent checks. Susskind and Clifford for having both contributed to the writing of the false biography. Edith is sentenced to 2 years in prison, but only serves 2 months. She'll be taken back to Switzerland, where she will serve another 16 months for theft and forgery. Susskind is sentenced to 6 months. Clifford, the mastermind of the affair, gets 2.5 years in prison and must reimburse the advances received for the rights. The newspapers make a big deal out of this case. Journalists report, somewhat jadedly, that the fake biography case has generated more ink than the Vietnam War or the impending presidential election. The Times dubs Clifford the crook of the year by featuring him on the cover with a commissioned portrait by the great forger de Hoery himself. In 1972, along with fellow author Susskind, Irving publishes Clifford Irving, What Really Happened, published by Grove Press and reissued in 1981 as The Hoax. Irving writes, "I had never realized I was committing a crime. I had thought of it as a hoax." Hughes' fake biography was published for free on Irving's website under the title Autobiography of Clifford Irving of Howard Hughes. When asked why he made the fake, he said, "I keep saying that nobody really knows why they do what they do. They just concoct convenient, self-justifying psychological explanations. You don't accept that, which is understandable, but that's what I believe, and you're stuck with it. Any other answer about motive would be flawed." So money was never the motive, he says. The appeal was more about challenging himself, with new challenges every day. Did you like this episode? Feel free to comment, share, and rate it. See you soon for new stories. Midnight Studio, addictive podcast creator.